anti-US sentiment runs deep in West Asia. The imperialist policies of successive regimes marching in and out of the White House, whether Democrat or Republican, have deeply alienated the free world towards Washington, and no country in the world is hated as much as the United States in any part of the globe. Stay with us for an analysis in this regard, starting from the blunders of Bush the Jr. on the threshold of the presidency of the recent victor of the most controversial elections in American history, the inexperienced and unprincipled Donald Trump. Anti-Americanism or anti-US sentiment has been defined as dislike of or opposition to the United States governmental policies, particularly foreign policy, or American people in general. But as they say, there's no smoke without fire. So how did the US come to plan hatred towards its policies around the world? To begin with, we shall distinguish between anti-US sentiment that is directed at Washington's policies and the dislike of the American people at large. While the first may affect the latter, it is not necessarily an inevitable side effect, so not every anti-American policy is a loather of the American people. In the early 2000s, Pew Research Center had published an article titled Anti-Americanism, Causes and Characteristics. In it, the spread of anti-Americanism was blamed mainly on U.S. foreign policies. It had written in those days of the presidency of the quixotic George Bush on the basis of researches, undoubtedly, Bush has become the lightning rod for anti-American feelings, but the problem is bigger than Bush. American policies and power fuel resentment for the U.S. throughout the world. The administration brought those resentments to the surface and intensified unhappiness with the U.S. For example, the U.S. war on Iraq spurred such feelings around the world, particularly in West Asia. Earlier, the invasion and occupation of Afghanistan had a resounding effect. With these wars launched at the turn of the century, the vision of an imperialistic warmongering power was further solidified in the minds of the peoples Washington was imposing its policies and interests upon, as well as those who relate to them. Not only does Pew acknowledge that former President George Bush is also largely responsible for this view, but it also dates anti-US sentiment to before his two wars, especially in view of the fact that US support for the illegal Zionist entity has sown anger in the Muslim world. For Muslims in general, especially the Arabs, Washington's policies towards the Zionist usurpation of Palestine are biased, siding with Tel Aviv on all issues and leaving Palestinians to grope for justice in the dark. According to the latest polls, 99% of Jordanians, 96% of Palestinians, and 94% of Moroccans believe that U.S. stances on the Israeli-Palestinian struggle are unfair. Even Europeans strongly think poorly of partial U.S. support for the Israeli regime. There are also other points of contention that render Americans unscrupulous in nature in the point of view of many Western Europeans. Pew Research Center argues that conflicting attitudes towards security and military issues, especially in the wake of the war in Iraq, are also a major source of tension between the United States and Western Europe. It is worth recalling that in 2012, another piece was published by Pew addressing anti-Americanism in the Muslim world. It referred to Obama's June 2009 Cairo speech as a bid to change America's dismal image in the Muslim world. Obama began that speech by saying that he came in peace. He commenced his speech, "Assalamu alaikum. I'm also proud to carry with me the goodwill of the American people and a greeting of peace from Muslim communities in my country." However, addressing Muslims with the Islamic Arabic greeting was not sufficient to tell them that he speaks their language, that he understands their distrust of the U.S. The 2012 poll had showed that the image of the United States remained unfavorable across the Muslim world. In Egypt, only 19% had expressed a positive view, while among Pakistanis and Jordanians it was a meager 12%. The essence of anti-Americanism in West Asia correlates with the implementation of certain policies by the U.S. government, at the root of which is Washington's support for the Zionist usurpation of Palestine, the Iraq War, and its interference in Iran's domestic affairs. Death to America is a widely used slogan in Iran, a country that has many grievances against the United States. It has also been referred to as the Great Satan, since the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, who held the U.S. responsible for imperialism and sponsoring of corruption worldwide, labeled the administrations in the White House as such in 1979. There are many reasons why Iranians strongly feel this way about Americans. Observers contend that in 1953 U.S.-sponsored coup that overthrew Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh, Iran's first democratically elected prime minister, is one of those reasons. Mossadegh ventured to nationalize Iran's oil industry. This did not suit the West, particularly Britain. So MI6 urged the CIA to take action, which ended in Operation Ajax. This ruined the Iranians' first democratic experience and fueled public resentment. The CIA made a public statement 60 years later confessing that the military coup that overthrew Mossadegh was carried out under CIA direction as an act of U.S. foreign policy, conceived and approved at the highest levels of government. Even worse, the U.S. helped sustain the dead Iranian dictator Mohammad Reza Pahlavi in power as an absolute monarch who, with his secret police, SAVAK, formed with the assistance of the CIA and Mossad, proved to be a dictator by torturing and killing dissents. During the eight-year war, the U.S. imposed on the newly founded Islamic Republic of Iran in 1980 through Saddam of Baghdad's repressive Ba'athist minority regime, around 300,000 Iranians were martyred. The Americans showed that they were on Saddam's side. In 1987, Saddam's army started using internationally banned chemical weapons supplied by the West, starting from the Al-Fav Peninsula. Attacks using banned sarin gas killed thousands and affected many more. The Americans helped this happen. In 2013, 25 years after the end of Saddam's war, Foreign Policy magazine admitted U.S. intelligence officials conveyed the location of the Iranian troops to Iraq, fully aware that Saddam's military would attack with chemical weapons, including sarin, a lethal nerve agent. The Iraqis used mustard gas and sarin prior to four major offensives in early 1988 that relied on U.S. satellite imagery, maps, and other intelligence. The effects of these attacks can be still seen today on Iranian victims. The Iranian nation witnessed another tragedy that year. Iran Air Flight 655, an Airbus passenger plane flying the regular Bandar Abbas Dubai route, was shot down by a U.S. Navy ship named the Vincennes, which had intruded into Iranian coastal waters. Over 290 people were killed aboard the plane, including 66 children. The U.S. claimed the Iranian civilian airliner was misidentified. Washington did not apologize for the disaster. George Bush, the senior, then Vice President of the United States, said during a presidential campaign on August 2, 1988, that I will never apologize for the U.S. I don't care what the facts are. I'm not an apologize for America kind of guy. 2 years after the tragic incident, U.S. Navy Captain Will C. Rogers III, the captain of the USS Vincennes, who massacred hundreds of Iranian passengers, was awarded the Legion of Merit, a high award given on the basis of unambiguous evidence and sterling performance without a blotch of tarnish. Turkey has also been rife with anti-Americanism, especially after the highly suspicious incidents of 9/11/2001 in New York. Pew Research Center said since 2002 there had never been more than 3 in 10 Turks who had a favorable view of the U.S., but the Iraq war aggravated the situation. Up to 83% of Turks held a negative view of the U.S. in 2003. In 2014, it decreased to 81%. However, that was before a failed coup attempt against Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government. Ankara was quick to accuse the U.S. of complicity, reviving the already extant anti-U.S. sentiment. In 2009, a political researcher wrote an article titled Anti-Americanism in Turkey Since 9/11, explaining that the two main political identity groups in Turkey, those belonging to the ruling Justice and Development Party and the Nationalist Movement Party, and those who affiliate themselves with the Republican People's Party, both feel negatively towards the United States, mainly because of its relations with the PKK and imperialistic policies. He wrote that after the U.S. entered Iraq, the region became divided and an Iraqi Kurdistan region was established in the north of Iraq. Most Turkish people, considering this fact, believe that the U.S. created significant danger for Turkey by entering Iraq because the Kurdistan region is believed to support separatist militant organization known as the PKK. An unlikely hub for anti-U.S. sentiment is Jordan, a close U.S. ally that receives up to $660 million in foreign aid a year. But the fact is that anti-Americanism in Jordan is said to be among the largest in the world. Again, this antagonism towards the U.S. surged after the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003, and some even argue that since half of the population is Palestinian, the resentment has roots deeply entrenched in the Palestinian cause. Despite Amman's pro-Western policies, the public's opinion is defiant. A 2014 Pew Research Center survey showed that Palestinians dislike the U.S. more than any other group, with 76% of respondents qualifying Washington as an enemy. On the other hand, only 1% thought of the U.S. as an enemy among Israelis, while 90% qualified it as a partner. The discrepancy in opinion is logically rooted in unbending U.S. support for the Zionist usurpation of Palestine. Many say that anti-Americanism among Palestinians is well justified. It's enough to look at U.S. stances towards Israeli brutality and rights violations to understand where this dislike stems from. It's enough to understand it considering U.S. backing of an occupying force and giving it legitimacy. In 2010, U.S. General David Petraeus said that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict was fomenting anti-American sentiment due to the perception of U.S. favoritism towards Israel. Death to America also echoes in Yemen, particularly the capital Sana'a, where the walls of the city speak of anti-U.S. sentiment. The Yemeni people have good reason to harbor much hatred towards Americans. One example is the so-called War on Terror that saw NATO forces attack the country from above. U.S. drone strikes allegedly targeted militant groups across the country, but many were the times when the victims were innocent civilians. The UN estimated that the number of civilian casualties as a result of these strikes were higher than the number of terrorists who were killed. More recently, American involvement in the Saudi aggression on the Arab world's most impoverished state fueled more outrage. It is well known that the US is actively backing the Saudi-led coalition against the people of Yemen in a bid to restore Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi to power. The UN estimates that over 10,000 people have been killed in this war, which began in 2015, and warns that the actual figure is much higher. Notably, the coalition is using US and British-made bombs. Anti-US sentiment, however, is not limited to these countries. The Muslim community in West Asia has suffered due to US foreign policy, With Washington supporting wars in the region, it is unlikely that these emotions will subside anytime soon.